Thanks for listening to another Asian Pop Radio podcast. Today we speak to Malaysian musician Kirsty Maximus. If you like what you hear, do subscribe to us on iTunes and do please rate and review us so more people can find us. Crossing over to Malaysia now to have a chat to Kirsty Maximus. How are you, Kirsty?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, very well. It's a great pleasure to speak to you today.
Likewise.
So can you tell us a little bit about when you first set foot into the music industry?
Yeah, I mean, that happened like maybe 10 years ago. I started songwriting and then eventually producing songs and then DJing. And then I decided, you know what, I'm just going to put it all in the front and get in front and, you know, become a recording artist myself.
Who were some of the musicians that, you know, be it locally or internationally that inspired you to get into the scene to start with?
It's always been Michael Jackson. It always will be Michael Jackson, yeah.
It's amazing after all these years, you know, when you ask that question, half the people we ask will say something about MJ. He's just got he's left an incredible legacy, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, I've said this time and time again, like when I was born, my first words weren't like mom or dad, it was Michael Jackson. It's insane. Yeah.
Wow. See, mine was McDonald's, so it's kind of close.
It's kind of close. Yeah. You're right.
For those that have not experienced your work, can you explain a little bit about your musical style?
Well, I make R&B music, a little bit of hip hop as well. I sing, I rap, I produce, and I DJ. Yeah, that's basically what I do.
That's pretty much an all kill, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but I love my job. I can't complain. I'm doing what I love. So, yeah.
How do you balance your time there? I mean, obviously dabbling into a lot of different areas there. Is there one sort of passion that sort of stands out more than the other, or do you love them equally like your children?
Yeah, I do love them equally like my children. But, you know, there are a few people that actually ask me, like, which do you prefer?
Yeah.
You know, DJing or performing in front of a live audience. Obviously, they're both two very different things and they give you a different feeling. But yeah, like you said, I love them all equally like my own children. So it is what it is. Yeah.
While we're on the subject of style, can I ask you your own fashion sense? I see it's come up in discussions a little bit here and there. Seems a little bit different from time to time to what you see in other Malaysian performers, like more so maybe a little more androgynous. Is there a particular reason for that?
You know, I just dress how I feel like dressing. I feel like, you know, when you are comfortable in your own skin, that's when you win. And it is, I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, I just like to throw on a pair of jeans, a t-shirt someday. And sometimes I like to put on a little bit of makeup. It just, you know, it goes with the feeling. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think you're getting it right.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I mean, not many people understand it, but slowly.
Is it particularly hard? Is it still particularly hard in Malaysia? Because obviously there's lots of sort of categories you have to fit into, and fashion's definitely one of them, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people just follow stereotype, you know what I mean? And I am like not a I don't fit in any category. That's the problem.
Mm.
Like, you know, I am my own person and I do what I do. And, you know, probably the only one that's doing it the way I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but, you know, I use it to my advantage because I'm the only one and it makes me, you know, stand out more. And it's something that's unique. So, yeah, I use it to my advantage. I don't see it as a disadvantage at all.
Fantastic. And I think it's better to be yourself than try to be someone else anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Can you tell us about the first time you actually performed live for people? Did you warm to the idea quickly or was it hard to overcome the nerves?
Yeah, it was really, really difficult. For many years, my nerves always got the best of me. I get really, really nervous. I start sweating, you know, my hands start shaking like the usual. But I think over time, you know, the more experience that you have, eventually you feel like nobody does this, you know, as good as you, and you have to be confident. And eventually that goes away.
Yeah. What a great way to look at it. I mean, from my perspective, like I know for years and years and years I can be on radio and who knows how many tens of thousands of people have listened at any given time. But all of a sudden, you know, I'll jump up and do some MC stuff and I'm panicking off my head. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, but then, you know, over time, you always have to put that in mind. Like, you know, always bear in mind that nobody does it the way you do it.
That's it.
Yeah,
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe your mum needed a bit of convincing at first when you suggested that you wanted to be a performer. Was that a long, drawn-out process, or did she come around easily?
Every Asian parent, come on. I mean, like, there's always that stereotype. You need to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, and I wanted to become a musician, and they were like, oh, really? Oh, no. You know, but, you know, they always understood, like, from a very young age, they always knew that, you know, this has always been me, and I've always had a passion for music, you know, and they weren't really like, they didn't stop me, you know, they just told me that it's going to be a difficult, bumpy ride, but they've always been supportive, you know, whenever I need it, they're always there, and that's really all that matters. Yeah.
It really is a struggle, I think, that virtually everyone we interview has, so you came out the other really? Side quite well.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we often joke that the Aussie parents here are just like, Mom, I want to do this. Yeah, whatever. Do I have to do anything?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys are pretty laid back compared to us.
That's it. We are laid back, but I wonder why I'm always tired.
Well, you got a job.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
I got a couple jobs. Yeah. In the past, so rapping has, you know, let's be honest, rapping has started off a bit of a boys' club. It's evened out a little bit in more recent times. Would I assume that there's still a bit of a gender imbalance in Malaysia today, or is it not a fair assumption to make?
Well, back in the day, I guess you could say that, but it's not just Malaysia, it's like the whole world, you know, and then you see a lot of female MCs stepping up, and I mean, generally, just female doing male things, you know what I mean? Like, we live in a world where, you know, there's a lot of feminism involved and stuff like that, and you know, women are becoming very, very strong and powerful, so there's absolutely nothing that, you know, we cannot do.
Do you feel that when you're up on stage and you're performing to a crowd of, you know, a mixed crowd of different people, different backgrounds, do you feel that you're someone that is really sort of encouraging young women to think about, you know, their choices in life and what they might be able to do and to not necessarily go to those stereotypical roles?
No, if that's what they want to do, then go for it. Like, I'm just here to tell you that really, there's really nothing you can do. If you set your mind to something, all you gotta have to do is just really be passionate about it and everything will follow through.
It's pretty exhausting from time to time to try and do what you're passionate, isn't it?
Of course. But then you can't complain. I mean, you're doing what you love, you know? It's like a dream job, like what you're doing.
That's it. One day I'll get paid for it.
I hope. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your track, Rockabye X. Now, before we go any further, I'll have to ask you what the X is, because you've got Rockabye X, All Right X. What's it mean?
Right. It's just like a trademark, basically. Ah. Like, there are a lot of names where they have like a similar title.
Yeah.
Right. So I decided to just put an X behind it to so that people know, like, when you hear Rockabye X, it's my track, you know what I mean?
Cool.
It's not like all those other tracks. Yeah.
So what's the motivation behind that track itself?
I wanted to create something men, women of all ages, like, you could just feel really just you, feel like yourself, you know? Like, you could get dressed and go out and have a good night, and while you're getting dressed, you just put on that Rockabye X, and that's it. Get you in a mood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what Rockabye is about. Yeah.
Fantastic. And All Right? Tell us about All Right.
All Right is more upbeat type of song. I like to be diverse, you know. I like to make a sad song, a happy song, more upbeat song. So, with All Right, I wanted to create something really upbeat and a little bit more color. So, that's what it's about.
Nice. We noticed that it's actually on the Warner Music Malaysia YouTube channel. Does that mean that that song came out after you were signed to them?
No, I'm not signed under any label. I'm an independent artist myself. But Warner helps me with digital distribution.
So
they put it out on iTunes and Spotify. Yeah, that's what it is. We got a good thing going, and that's how it should be, yeah.
Is it hard to represent yourself when there's so many musicians around you that have got a lot of backing and often financial backing?
Well, at times, yeah. I mean, it's always challenging. The music industry is a very challenging industry to be in, for sure. But like I said earlier, you know, when you're different from a lot of people, you know, you're outstanding, and you should use that to your advantage. And so far, it's been working good. So I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful. Yeah.
How did your latest collaboration with Evelyn Feroza come about?
Oh, well, Evelyn Feroza and I, we're both very good friends. We're in the same talent agency. We have the same manager, so we're very close friends. We're all like a little family, you know. And you know, she has an outstanding outstanding voice.
Yeah.
And I just knew I had to get her on a track. So we created Kambali X together. Kambali X is my first ever Malay track. And if you watch the video, then you'll know that it's really, really sad and pathetic. Mm. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a bad film clip as well. I did watch through it. And I was a bit taken back by the bodyguard and those arms that I think could kind of just take anyone on.
Yeah. A lot of people said that. Like, they're very intimidated by that guy. Yeah. We actually, we go out sometimes and he takes care of me. So that's what it is.
I bet
it's
would.
Good. It's good. Yeah.
I'd feel safe around him too.
Yeah, because I'm a really tiny person and he's a big guy. So yeah. It's good to have him around. Yeah.
Fantastic. And obviously your third single, so being a Malay track, is there a language that you feel most comfortable with when it comes to writing or performing?
Yeah, it has to be English. That's my first language. Mm. And I mean, yeah, but I wanted to challenge myself and write something in Malay and create something in Malay for you know, the mass media over here, and that's what I did.
It seems to be like this kind of situation where, I mean, I do ask Malaysian musicians quite often if they feel pressured into having to release tracks in both Bahasa and English. Do you feel there's some kind of pressure there, or true local artist that you have to release a Malay track? Or
nah, there's no protocol. Yep. You know, you do what you want to do, but it's like I said, it was a personal decision that I made.
Yeah. Oh,
I like when people go left, I like to go right. You know, that's the thing about me. So yeah, I mean, people just they knew I was coming out with a new track. They had no idea what it's going to be about, and they thought it's going to be English. They thought it's going to be something similar to Rockabye. They thought I was going to like rap. So when it came out, it was like, first of all, they were like, oh my, it's Malay. You know, does Kirsty even speak Malay? You know, I'm like, of course I speak Malay. You know, I was born and raised
I know
here.
You'd be hard pressed to not speak Malay if you're born and raised.
And then I started and then I start singing, and they're like, wait, what? You know, because they expected me to rap.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like to surprise the people. It keeps them going.
To the next level, I guess, is it fair to say that the Malay market is generally about ballads? Like, it's still quite ballad driven, isn't it?
Well, I guess you could say that. But you just gotta do you as long as you stay focused. Yeah.
What's next for you, Kirsty? Like, what can we all be looking forward to?
Well, you know, I'll be doing my gigs and my shows over here, and hopefully by the end of the year, come up with an EP. Wrap that up. Come up with an EP, release it. But in this case, I'm thinking about doing a visual EP, so every track would have a video.
Fantastic.
So every track would have a story. Yeah, yeah.
Good start. Do you reckon we'll ever get a chance to see you in Australia?
Most definitely. I love Australia. I'd love to be back.
Have you been down here before?
Yes, I have. A couple times, yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we hope to see you again then when you come down. Let us know if you are ever in our, neck of the woods, because we'd love
to meet
and get you into the studio face to face.
Yeah, of course. Most definitely. Yeah.
No worries. How can people find out more about your music? Tell us about, you know, your social media links and such.
Well, the usual. There's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, SoundCloud, YouTube. I go by the same name, just Kirsty Maximus on everything.
If you like that interview, make sure you do subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search for Asian Pop Radio. And don't forget, you can download our app free via the App Store, both on iOS and Android, to hear Asia-wide hits 24/7.